Hey folks, Dan Freo here with your market close for March 18th, 2025. So tomorrow we have the big news. Federal Reserve's coming out and they're going to tell us exactly what they're going to do. The markets were on standby through here. Well, the bond markets were. Equity markets got a little hammered today. But not only tomorrow do we have the Fed coming out, right here, they're coming out in 20 hours and 13 minutes. They're going to tell us this. The Federal Reserve will update its rate projections for on Wednesday. Their projections talking about, because we knew what they were going to come out and tell us what they're going to do with interest rates. What do they mean by projections? Well, tomorrow, what we're going to do is we're going to get announced the 2025 dot plot. Okay, you're trying to figure out what this is. Well, this is actually going to give us a forecast from the Federal Reserve what they plan to do the rest of the year. So to figure out what it is, over to it. So my name is Dan Freo. I do this report every day actually to interest you guys and educate you guys on real estate. I'm actually a mortgage loan officer licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And my slogan is one application, one credit pool, going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do I do that? Well, I'm going to give you all my information at the end of this video. So stay tuned for that. But what we have coming out tomorrow, this is sliding under the radar with everybody because of tariffs and all this other stuff. But what we have coming out tomorrow is pretty interesting. But let's just go through here. Markets were stable right now. I expected that. There was really no news out today. Everybody's waiting for the Federal Reserve's news coming out tomorrow. Well, actually in 20 hours and 12 minutes and 10 seconds from now. But they're going to come out and tell us this. The Federal Reserve will update its rate projections for Wednesday. And when I read that, I'm like, well, that's kind of odd. The projections, they're going to tell us what they're going to do tomorrow. And then a lot of people are going to ask them questions. Are they going to come out with the dot plot tomorrow? Like I looked it up and it says the March 2025 meeting, there's going to be the dot plot. Now, here's the interesting thing behind this. This is going to give us huge insight what the Federal Reserve is going to do. Let's dig in on this a little bit. I got to screenshot this a little bit closer. Okay. So this, you can get this at the CME Fed Watch or CMEgroup.com. And this is what they call the dot plot. So four times a year, the first one is March of 2025. When the Federal Reserve meets, certain members of them are going to put a dot next to where they expect the federal funds rate. Okay, so first off, what is the federal funds rate? We go over here, and that's the one interest rate the Federal Reserve controls. So here's the economy at a glance. The federal funds rate's right over there. That's the only rate the Federal Reserve controls, and here's the things they watch. They look at PCE, inflation. They look at the jobs report, and they look at GDP. But let's rewind back over to here. So here's right now where we are. We're at 4.25 to 4.5. So we'd be in this realm right through here. Okay, we slide across because this is 2025 down through here. We go up through here and here's one dot there. Okay, so one Federal Reserve member at the last meeting said that this is where rates are going to be. This is where everybody's saying, well, there's going to be two rate cuts, three rate cuts, four rate cuts, because this is the dot plot from back in December. Okay, so now the tunes have changed a little bit. So we're going to see how these come in. So this is going to give us huge insight where they expect things to be. After they come up with this dot plot, see a lot of things change. So tomorrow is going to be a big day for the markets because basically the Federal Reserve is saying, okay, here's what we're, at this point, we're projected to do by the end of the year. And then they're going to project out, I really don't care about 2026 or 2027. We're just focused in on right now. So that's the big news that's coming out tomorrow. Okay, so let's get over to see what happened in the markets today. So we go over to, well, let's go to the CNBC. Yeah, the equity markets fared today. I think they were not so good. Yeah, they're red all the way across the board through here. The VIX is also going up. That means anxiety on the on Wall Street. And I get it. Let's get over to the bond market to see how the bonds did. They actually did okay today. We'll say an uptick of 9. So that's what equates out to this right here. So not a big day there as well. But here's an analyst. I get a kick out of this guy, how he talks. He's a brilliant guy. The way he talks, he's really Southern, kind of, I enjoy it. So let's get over to Paul McCauley. He's on CNBC's kind of panel on what he expects from the Federal Reserve at this meeting and then some projections forward. And this is, we love this data because I like introducing you guys to all these opinions. You know, you just can't watch that site that's, you know, everything's terrible. Or you can't watch that site that everything's fantastic. I try to be right in the middle of the road to give you just the facts. And if it's good news, it's good news. If it's bad news, you know, good news to you might be bad news to me or whatever. So let's get over to his interview. I'll go give you the, like I do throughout the videos. If you're new to this, if I agree with him, I'll do this. If there's things I want you to pay attention to or whatever, I'll go like this. If I really need to stop it, I'll stop the interview. But let's get over to it and see what his take is on what Federal Chairman Powell might be saying.
The FOMC begins its two-day meeting today. So that means tomorrow we get the decision. Of course, no change is expected. We convened our mock Fed panel, and there were six votes for that. Don Peebles remains the lone dissenter, saying the economy needs a half-point cut. Claudia Somm says not enough progress is being made in the fight against inflation to cut at this point. Representing the panel is Paul McCulley. He's the former PIMCO chief economist. You get to be the Fed chair today, Paul. Welcome.
Only on TV.
You just play one on TV. So what kind of tone do you think he'll strike in the presser? Because that's where the market's guessing game is really going here.
I think he's going to strike the same tone that he did Friday a week ago, which was on the eve of the blackout period, when he said the economy remains in a good place, still in a good place. But he also said we have, as everyone knows, very elevated uncertainty. So his conclusion was we're in not a hurry. There is no hurry for us to do anything. And that he wants to, as the incoming data comes in, both on the macro side as well as on the policy side, to try to separate the noise and the signal, and that they will react in the fullness of time, but time is not yet full. So I think tomorrow he will basically reiterate what he said 10 days ago, eloquently, but also not try to provide a whole lot of new information because he really can't. At this juncture, because this uncertainty is not just a cliche, it's real.
Paul, let me ask you this. Our Steve Leisman was on Squawk Box this morning, and he was talking about the idea that the Fed just kind of has to tread water, as you're saying, because they have to wait to see what the impact economically is of the tariffs, which is so difficult to game out in advance. And so they have to wait and see what the impact is and then react to that impact. So you're looking, you know, past April 2nd, maybe weeks, months, to analyze what the impact is. As we wait for that to happen, what does the Fed look at? How do they tease out what that impact is as that process is playing out, as they make their decision?
I think they're looking at the same thing that we are in the marketplace. And right now, I would zone in on the divergence between the sentiment data, which is also called soft data, and the hard data. The sentiment data has turned very negative, but the hard data is still in a good place. So essentially, I think what they're looking at for signal is the soft data going to get into the hard data? Put differently, are people's foul sentiment going to lead to negative action in the real economy? Or will they just remain in a foul mood but keep on getting on? That's what he's going to really be focused on.
If you didn't get that, he basically was saying, are people, you and me, are we going to pull back our spending? He had me completely confused there. Or are we just going to be like, okay, the price of stuff's going up, so we just have to keep buying and getting on doing what our thing is? So that's what he's saying. Are the consumers really going to pull back? We're not. And that's the biggest, you know, question mark above all. So that's what we are seeing on that thing, that part right there. So then we go to the economic calendar we have for today. And basically, we just have tomorrow, we have the FOMC meetings and statements and everything else coming out. I will be live during a part of this to let you guys know. I won't go live tomorrow when they just project it. I like to go live when he comes out and starts answering questions, because I love to show you guys. As he's answering questions, I'm going to have the bond market and the equity markets on the side showing you how they react. There won't be really much of a reaction, I don't think, tomorrow when the Federal Reserve comes out with their verbiage. But then as he talks, you're going to see the markets move. It's really interesting. You got to check that out tomorrow. So those are the things that we're going to do. So to conclude, mortgage rates were basically just flat right now. I do have a video coming out on Saturday about a housing crash. Some data that I really dug into, and I put together hopefully a pretty entertaining video for you. And I think there was even data there I didn't even really realize. So I'm bit surprised, and I think you might be as well. So check out that video coming out on Saturday. But tomorrow, like I said, we have the Federal Reserve coming out telling us what they're going to do. No other really data that we got coming out this week or tomorrow. So, but the markets, they're still skittish on that edge, but mortgage rates continue to ease just a little. So that's my conclusion right through now. So who am I? What do I do? What's that one credit pool thing? Or what? I'll explain to you what I do. I work at a federal bank. I've been doing this for several years, and this is actually what's enabled me to kind of sell in on YouTube, is I can provide you guys with educational videos like this. But the nice thing is, not only can you watch and get educated, you can actually reach out to me and I can help you out. So I'm actually a mortgage loan officer. That's what I do. I'm not a YouTuber. That's whatever. I'm just a mortgage loan officer here to help you educate you guys on if you're looking to buy that first house, that first investment property. Maybe you bought your house and the rate was like 7.75 or 8%. And you're like, get out of this thing. That's what I'm here for. So the cool thing about me is I'm licensed in all 50 states as well as Puerto Rico. And we're also, you might say, well, do you have the programs I need? How's your rates? Well, here's the cool thing. One application, one credit pool, we're going to shop your loan to over 30 different lenders. Now, how do we do that? Okay, so what we do is when you put in your application, we run your credit, do everything. What we've done on our side as a bank, we've actually aligned ourselves with 30 other banks and lenders and mortgage companies and so forth. So we now can offer you our programs as well as their program. So by one application, one credit pool, we can give you options for all these programs in one. There's down payment assistance programs out there up to $6,000. There's investor loans out there that you can qualify with just rental income. There's reverse mortgages that I really love to do, but our forte is helping first-time home buyers buy that house. Or right now, a lot of people are in rates that are really high that just they're looking to refinance. People are getting taken advantage of. So if you'd like to see kick the tires to see you know, how much you could save, how do you do that? How do you reach out to me? Just go to therateupdate.com. You can put in your application right through there. I won't run your credit. What I'll do is I'll get a hold of you the next day or just try to keep reaching out to you. I want to get your consent, basically. And I also want to talk to you and just get, what are you trying to do? If we have a tough time doing that or you're not leery to put an application, schedule a consultation right up through there or give us a call. Scroll down to the bottom of my website and right through there, there it is. Our 800 number is 844-775-5626, or you can reach me personally at dan@therateupdate.com. If you just have a comment, please leave it down there. If you really need my help, send me an email with your question, concern, issue. Give me your contact information. I'd love to call you back, answer that question or questions. So thanks so much for watching, folks. God bless. Have a fantastic evening. And I hope to see you back here tomorrow at the opening bell to see how this mess starts another day. Take care, folks.